At this point, I'd like to turn to Dr. Bandy Lee. She's a psychiatrist and a professor at the Yale School of Medicine's Law and Psychiatry Division. She organized, to some controversy, a conference of mental health professionals called the Duty to Warn Conference. And she edited a book called The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump, 27 Psychiatrists and Mental Health Experts Assess a President. Last month, she briefed a dozen members of Congress on the president's mental state. Dr. Lee, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
I should clarify, you've never spoken to Donald Trump, have you?
No, I have not.
Did any of the 27 people who wrote for the book, The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump, speak to the president?
Actually, there is one person who has encountered him, yes.
But
in the book itself, outside of the experts, because there are 27 experts and then three laypersons, one of the non-experts is Tony Schwartz, who, of course, spent an extensive period of time, I believe a year and a half, in his presence, listening to his conversations, accompanying him in order to write his biography.
But none of the people who are in a position to make a clinical observation on any human being.
So we're not speaking to to Mr. Trump's personal health. His personal condition or diagnoses do not interest us. But what we are concerned about are the effects he is having on public health by virtue of the office that he's holding. So in other words, we are speaking to Mr. Trump in the office of the presidency being a risk to public health and safety.
Does the book make any conclusions that, in retrospect, you might want to make in a clinical setting solely?
So, first, let me clarify that I'm speaking on my own behalf,
okay,
not representing the views of my institutions, Yale University, Yale School of Medicine, or Yale Department of Psychiatry. And also, I'm not interested in making any comment on something I cannot assess from afar. And I have strictly instructed all authors of the book to refrain from making diagnoses or commenting on anything that could be any speculation, that is, from afar. So everything that we do is evidence-based. So there are specific instances that the authors cite. It is about things that we can observe from afar. In fact, when dangerousness is concerned, the personal interview yields very little information because they may not be willing to volunteer the kinds of things that would point to dangerousness.